This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Owings Mills, Maryland, as we wrap up a women's basketball win. Stevenson wins over Arcadia 78-56. And joining us post-game, head coach Jackie Boswell. Well, that was a fun game for a lot of important people in the stands, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of alumni coming back today. We had some recruits on campus, so it was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a win, especially getting out in front. Obviously, a different than the first time where you were coming from behind. This time, you set the tone early. It seemed to happen first in the defensive end and then setting up some good shooting along the perimeter.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we executed our game plan really well. We needed to come out and, you know, make a statement early. And like you said, we did it on the defensive end, which is where we always want to do it first. And then that just kind of sparks our offense a little bit. And, you know, Steph comes out and hits those threes that cause a lot of problems for people's defense.
Yeah, the score was kind of close until to then, but right. When you've got Steph be able to come off the bench, like Kara and Kayla really didn't have a great games today, but they didn't need to.
Right. I think that's what's so great about our team. That's what's so special really about this team is that you never really know who's going to come out. I would hate to have to game plan against us because, you know, you're like Kaylee Guzek shooting good one day. Let's double team her. But then Steph comes off the bench. Then you got Sarah. And like you said, Kayla and Kiara. I mean, you know, we're just getting stronger and stronger every day.
I can't think of how many times that we said during the broadcast when Arcadia was trying to feed it into Demira or feed it into Crenny, and it was tapped away or it was out of bounds. And even if they got the ball on the possession, it disrupted everything that they did. Just talk about that.
Well, you know, we worked on that a lot in practice yesterday. We know our guards can get out and contest any jump shooters, but we were a little bit concerned about their post players. Our post players are very smart, though, and they were able, like you said, I think the key is you don't need to steal. You just need to get deflection and disrupt the offense a little bit.
Well, one of the things that I think happens, especially when teams come in here, they play faster than what they're used to, and that's what's creating a lot of those turnovers.
You know, that is our game plan. I mean, obviously, anybody that's watched us defensively, we want to go up and down, and you know, and we even want to play hard on the defensive end. I think that forces you to go a little bit faster, like you said, and you know, and we're trying to just capitalize off some of the turnovers we're able to get.
Well, I think that, you know, you holding opponents to 53 points is actually almost deceiving because of how fast you play. You never wind the shot clock down, yet you can still, and so you don't possess the ball that long, yet you can still hold the other team to 53 points.
Yeah, I mean, our goal this season was to, you know, make it 57, and, you know, we've been able to do that, I think, in every game but our two losses, and I think one of our other games. So, you know, again, it's all them buying into what it is that we want to do, and I can't give them enough credit for how hard they've worked to get us to this point.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Jackie Boswell joining us on the post-game show, brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. We bring in Stephanie Martinez, and Stephanie, what a performance here today, coming off the bench, and you hit in that streak of four threes in a row. Do you feel it's going to be that kind of game after the first one, or when do you start to feel that this could be a game where you could have so many of those?
I think after the second one, you just get your confidence up, and you just go, you shoot it, teammates pass it to you. It's comfortable. I like it. I like doing it.
Yeah, I saw it, like, after you hit the first two, I saw you just spotting up and almost pleading for the ball the next time down the floor, and you didn't get it. I think your team ended up scoring. But, you know, in warm-ups before the game, were you feeling it, or was it just a normal warm-up?
It was a normal warm-up. Uh-huh. I kind of felt more comfortable today. I don't know what it was, but today was my day. I just felt it.
Start of the second semester here, and that means more people in attendance, especially students. Mustangs Maniacs was pretty full in the game. What is it like to have that kind of atmosphere now? It was a little quiet over winter break, and now you got everyone back.
The environment was amazing. Having so many fans just come out and support us is so important to us. It's great.
Well, because I was thinking they were filing in because they mistakenly thought the men were playing at three, but they weren't. They were coming all to see you, which is fantastic. And you're 10-0 in the conference, and you're playing these teams for the second time around. And what do you think? Number one seed, getting that whole tournament at home.
That's big. That is really, really big for us. We're so excited. And if we have a crowd like this on Wednesday, which would be amazing because we need it, I think we can take it.
I think you will because a lot of teams are playing away today and that wouldn't ordinarily be here. So I think you're going to pack them in on Wednesday night. I hope so.
I agree.
Last question for me. What do you have to do to get ready for Albright?
Practice. Just go in it, know our game plan, come out, being prepared.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, guys.